Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday evening, everybody. My name is Myra, aka Chica, and welcome to my show this lovely Saturday evening. Well, I'm here with my friend Miss T. Say hello, everybody.
Hey, Chica.
Hey, Miss TT. What's up, girl?
Saturday, baby.
What? Yeah, it's Saturday, you know what it is. It's, everybody's going out, everybody's having a good time, everybody's celebrating. One real quick thing here, I'm going to say congratulations to the University of Texas of Austin. They just won today. Yeah, go Longhorns. Baylor, I'm going to tell you guys something. You guys did great. I mean, y'all made it to, you know, to the top, but you know, you guys are trying so hard, but I guess things happen, you know. I can't say anything. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. So, well, congratulations to all. And by the way, a little quick shout-out to Miss Marilyn. She ain't going to be here this evening here. You know, things came up to her, and we support her. Let's talk and pray. And her site is www.letstalkandpray.com. Please, people, join, call, go to the website and join to her website. Okay, well, last week, we're going to go on. And it's pretty quick, you know, an hour's a pretty quick thing. But last week, we've been talking about, you know, Thanksgiving holidays and the sharing, the caring, and all that stuff, and the Black Friday, you know. You know, T, I'm telling you, Black Friday was ridiculous. You remember that, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. I heard people who said they went. I have several people who work that I know at my church, you know, that work in retail. And when I saw them again, and I asked them, you know, hey, how was Black Friday? They're like, don't even talk to me. Don't even talk to me. Just don't talk to me. And I'm like, was it that bad? They said they seen pushing and shoving and cussing. One person said they saw biting. I'm like, oh, Lord.
You see,
he goes over dumb stuff.
You hear that, people? You hear what she said? You guys are being ridiculous to yourselves. I mean, you compare the United Kingdom. I mean, the people in the United Kingdom treat them with respect. But over here in the United States, we're just a bunch of animals from the zoo. But, yeah, take that back. We're from the circus. I mean, I get tired.
You had it right because it is, and this is what I don't understand. And I said this last week. We have a day set aside.
a whole entire day to set aside to give thanks for what we have.
Right.
Keyword, what we have, not what we want. What we have. We sit around the table, around the family table, you know, and we tell our Creator, we thank you for our health and blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, we're going out and knocking somebody out for Dagburn TV.
It could be TVs, slow cooker or anything you can buy, everyday items, but they say it's
right.
Half off.
Right. You're right. I mean, think about it. We have 365 days in a year. Okay, so you mean to tell me you can't go get that slow cooker, that TV on November 15th?
So, I'm telling you, they're going to crazy people, I'm telling you. I mean, I can't say anything negative because I don't want to bring negative into this
right,
thing
right.
Because, you know, I don't want to think I'm a hater or anything like that, but... You know, y'all, I mean, I'm gonna be straight up with y'all. If y'all listening, grow up, okay? When you go to the store and you want to go buy, you know, a toy for your kids, you know, be civil,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, you're going to be representing where you work at, what church you go to, or any place that you are, you know, you are at.
It's right.
Be more you civil know, to yourself.
You know, that's another point that a friend of mine made. He goes, you know, and he goes, I'm not going to say name, but then mind you, this was my friend, Mr. Jose, and we're at the door at church greeting, you know, and he's telling me, he goes, and the sad part of it is, he was like, you know what, T? He's like, I've seen people from our church acting stupid.
Yep.
You know, cutting lines and, you know, and being ugly to the, you know, the sale representative. You know, being ugly. And I had another friend who worked in retail, and he said, Tina, he goes, she's like, Mama, you wouldn't believe the people and how they act. He goes, and the sad part is, he goes, some of them go here. He goes, and they was ugly. They was, you know, acting stupid, pushing and shoving.
Yep.
Oh, and I'm just like, you know, just, I'm amazed at people. And then they do all of this stuff. They get all of these fancy schmancy, you know, toys for little Johnny. Go get a remote control for little Johnny. However, little Johnny is two. The most thing he going to do is drool on the damn thing.
Oh, break
you
it.
Know, you know, or think, like, take this light. There's one lady at church, right? She says she went up on Black Friday and she went and got them, all her children, all these, you know, these little cars where they can get in and, you know, and ride around the house in. She goes, them kids play with that daggone car at least one time, maybe two. Now, it's sitting in their room somewhere, right, collecting dust, and they don't
yep.
even play with it anymore, right?
Yep. Waste of money and waste of time.
Exactly.
So, well... Let's go on here, since we got 50 minutes remaining on live air. You know, this month, this is what's going on right now, y'all. Y'all know it is, what we call it?
Christmas.
The holidays. Christmas, holidays, Kwanzaa, you know, Hanukkah, you name
it,
you got it.
You know, right.
Everything, you know, all in one month. So... Now, what is the true meaning of it, of the holidays, or Christmas, or Hanukkah,
you know,
or any? Tell me about it, Miss T.
You know, baby, you know, for me, it, you know, growing up in a Christian household when I was a kid, it was always about the birth of Jesus, you know, the birth of our Creator, and it was always about little baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and, you know, and then later on when I got older to make my own decisions, it's not just about the birth of our Creator, it's a new, you know, starting, you're about to start something new, you know, traditions, you with your family and your friends, and you're enjoying what time you do have with each other, because within less than a week, you know, we're about to go into a new year, and you know, that's when everybody makes the New Year's resolutions just to break it by January 5th.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you what, you got the right point here, but you know something? I just recently saw a video on Facebook, and it's about, you know how like the troops right now, you know, they're doing their mission. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, overseas, you know, it can be Iraq, Afghanistan, Korea, you know where,
right.
you know, God knows. But thing of it is, you know, what you just tell me, when they come back, you know how little children, you know, they miss their mommies, they miss their daddies. You know, they've been out for 2 years or a year or,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's been for them for a long time. But when it comes to the Christmas or holidays, whatever you call it, the season comes. And you see, like, they go up to Santa and they ask Santa, you know, I want my mommy home. I want my daddy home. And then all
mm-hmm.
of a sudden Santa give you, like, oh, I got a surprise for you.
I love those videos,
you know. You know, it shed me a little tear, you know. I mean, it just shed me a tear here and there because, I mean, those little kids deserve that gift. That's the best
I know, because you and I, we had plenty of discussions sitting at the round table at CTC with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Military, you know, military kids, if they're not going from post to post to post, right, their family member, their mom, you know, mommy or daddy, 99.9 is not with them around the holiday, right? So for me, you know, that whole entire family makes sacrifices. The father or the mother is out defending the country. Right? And that is a sacrifice. I mean, granted, that was their choice to, you know, to join the military, you know, but at the same time, they're sacrificing their time with their family and watching their children grow up and watching little Johnny, little Susie open up their present, you know, whatever the case may be. And then when the kids get older, they realize that, okay, I'm getting a bum rap here because daddy's here in September. Daddy is here, you know, in February. Okay, but daddy's gone on, you know, the day where, I, you know, where the holiday really counts. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And for a military kid, now I'm not saying Valentine's Day, President's Day, Martin Luther King Day is not as important to that child. But they, what they really want more than anything is for their father or their mother to be home on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yep. Because it's a family holiday. That's
exactly what
I think it is. It's a family holiday. And, I mean, I'm blessed, even with friends. I mean, many people... I mean, there's certain people out there, they, like, they have their quality time to donate stuff, like the Salvation
mm-hmm.
Army. I mean, you go down to Walmart or to Hobby Lobby or or any other stores out there, you see a big old red bucket and the guy was ringing the bells, you know, like ching, 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 ching.
Yeah, from the Salvation Army, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the money is go for people who really need the, you know, the items, you know, like clothes or food or anything, you know, or, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and
so
not just
people,
for the poor people, but people who are in the domestic violence, people who had children who were abused, you know, they need to find a place to live. I mean, the Salvation Army, they're
Salvation
out there to help
Army
people.
Does, hey, they do a lot. Salvation Army, and then, you know, I do encourage everybody, you know, when you see the person out there ringing the bell, they out there doing the cold. They out there during the rain, if it's sleeting outside, they out there, you know, ringing that bell. And because a friend of mine, she's doing, I have two friends that do that every year. And,
wow.
You know, and they put their post up on Facebook saying how it breaks their hearts, how you got these women. And it's the sad part, it's mostly women who they dressed up in their designer clothes, with their designer sweaters, you know, and their designer handbags, right? And they're walking in a Walmart or HEB or the mall, right? And they're please asking, can you please spare some change? And they say, oh, I don't have any. But if they're coming out the mall, they're walking out of Dillard's with three or four bags in their hand, you know, and that's just Dillard's. That's not including Foot Locker, JCPenney, whatever, or if it's HEB or Walmart, they got a basket full of groceries. They don't have money to spare.
Yep.
And I'm not knocking. If you go to the mall and shop, fine, baby. That's all. That's on you. Do your thing. You know, but you have to look at it like this. One day, that could be you. Because anything could happen. You could get so sick where you lose your job. And now you have to depend on the kindness of somebody else. You know?
That's true.
And she said what broke her heart the most was it was a little kid, right? And he saw this lady, you know, she had a cashmere sweater on. I mean, she actually gave the whole detail, a nice pair of slacks with a nice little blazer, a designer purse, and pearls. And here comes this little boy, cold as it was last week, right, just a T-shirt on, some run-down tennis shoes, right, go ask his mommy for a dollar, right, and tell my friend, I would like to donate this food.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me, now let's do the math here. Designer handbag, designer shoes, a cashmere sweater, a nice blazer, and
wow.
You got money.
Exactly.
But you turn your nose up at the bell ringer for Salvation Army, and a little boy with run-down tennis shoes holding his pants and just wearing just a little T-shirt when it's cold outside, ask his mommy for a dollar so he can help other children?
Yep.
Lady, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I know. I mean, everybody, please, if you ever seen a Salvation Army bucket out there in the stores near you, please do it. I mean, donate.
Yes.
I mean, Spare some change. One day I will do it because I got a bunch of change here. I'm going to get rid of that and give it to them because, I mean,
but
it'll
be greatly appreciated.
Yeah,
no
choice. I mean, I got to do it, you know. I have to do what I got to do. It's part of my life. It's my, you know, everything's like, oh, you should save your money. No, I'm going to donate because if you donate, good things will come.
You know, and a lot of people think, you know, and there's several organizations that in our area that we can donate to.
The Salvation is the Salvation Army. They help out the vets. So I'm not saying just do it if you're a vet. If you're not a vet, do it, whatever. But see, you never know. The Angel Tree thing that they do on their list, you know, it's, and how the Angel Tree works, people, it's, they will have like a child's name on the Angel Tree. And what you do is you go on that Angel Tree, you pick their name, and you see what gifts that they're asking for. I know I've done it one year, and I'm not saying this to be bragging or anything of that nature and for somebody to have pat me on my back. Mm-hmm. But it broke my heart because I was working at Ryan's at the time, and I went to go, I saw one of the names, and I heard my coworkers joking around about it because it was one of our coworkers' daughter on the tree. Her name was on the tree. And all she wanted was some body spray.
Yeah.
For herself. All she wanted was some body spray for herself, but the rest of the gifts she asked for was one for her mother, one for her little, and one for her little sister. And that's all she wanted. She didn't only, and she didn't want a lot, and she actually said it. She was like, I don't need a lot because my mom gives me all the love that I need. But if I can have just some body spray, I'll be grateful.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how many times, you know, Myra, now you've seen my body spray collection, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've seen my makeup collection. I mean, we take that stuff for granted, you know? Mm-hmm. We take it, oh, well, you know, I can go buy more or... Oh, it's nothing. Okay, yeah, it may be nothing to you because you can go out and you can get it. But what about the people who can't?
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you, what you said. Do it. If you donate, I mean, feel free to do it, you know?
And Red Cross does a lot too, people. So please
yep.
help out, sign up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't cost.
You see, you hear those people, what we have talked about, Salvation Army, Red Cross, everything, that is the true meaning of Christmas and the holidays.
Yep.
That right there. Well, we are mentioning. But, you know, I'm going to tell you a little story. Just a little quick one. Last year, at my son's school, it was during this time. And I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but there was a group of bikers. And I don't remember the name of the organization, but they came in to my son's school and donate all the toys for Christmas. And I was, you know, because at that time my son, he had a dental appointment and you know, he had to take out his teeth, and, you know, he was a little pain, but I'm trying to take him back to school so he could catch up, and, you know, with the attendance and all that, but I'm going to go on there. But, you know, but when I saw those group of guys, you know, they were in their, you know, little vests and stuff, and they had their organization, I was so thrilled for what they did. To put their money together and buy toys for those elementary kids. I'm sorry I had to tear this up, but to buy the toys for the elementary kids, including the special needs.
Yeah.
And they get, and they deserve it. I was like,
wow. I think it was like a rally for tots or something like that they do. But, you know, they do fundraisers for this stuff. And, you know, the funny thing is bikers get a bad reputation.
Yep.
You know, they get, I can't remember, I think it's called a color guard, I think. Where they, when you do a full military, a full honor military burial, I know that's not the right wording, but please forgive me. They have these motorcycle gangs that is just dedicated to that thing, and they drive in front of, you know, the hearse. They drive in front of the family.
I
love them people because they don't, and they stand strong. You know, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's raining, they are standing proud and strong to honor their vets. And it don't matter if they was in the Air Force, if they was in the Marines, whatever. You know, people, and that is what this time is all about. It's about unity and coming together as one. And that's what Kwanzaa normally starts. Kwanzaa starts the day after Christmas, and it's about unity and
yep.
family and
yep.
togetherness. Well, guess what? That's what Christmas is about. Hanukkah is the same thing. If you really look at Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, they are almost identical because you light a candle every day.
Yep, exactly. But I would like to give that shout out. What I just mentioned, whoever you are, what group you are, about last year, I like to say thank you for that. I hope this year, if you guys come back again, I would like to thank them too 1,000 times because, you know, you guys, you actually. I don't want to say sacrificing, but you guys unite together and, you know, raise the money, buy the nice toys out there and give them to those elementary children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most sweetest thing ever in this holiday Christmas season.
You know, the thing of it is, just like my grandmama, you know, and my daddy always said, and even my mama had said it too, you know, nobody in this world owes us anything. Right? Nobody has to be nice to us. Nobody has to do anything for us or any, you know, people do things out of the kindness of their heart, you know, and for those bikers to come together and to donate to children, not just children, you know, but, you know, I'm sure that these gentlemen and women, I'm sure, they don't know these kids. They don't know these kids from the man in the moon. But the fact that they're, you know, they sacrificing their time to give, you know, toys to kids. I mean, granted, then they could be like most organizations, okay, we're going to drop it off. And we're going to go about our business. But the fact that they stay there, you know, so they can watch the babies, you know, open up their present. And, you know, and the sad thing to say, Myra, you know, and everybody out there, this may be the only present that these kids may get.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, And, you know, granted, I'm guilty of it, too, because I've done it. Well, I'm sure we all have done it. Myra, I'm sure you've done it. Right? We take things for granted. You know, we automatically assume that, this is what it is, and this is how it's going to be, and this is what it's going to look like. You know, I never would have thought 3 years ago that me and my boyfriend wouldn't work out. You know, I never saw around this time 3 years ago, you know, I was celebrating or getting ready to celebrate Christmas with him. Hell, last year we was getting ready to go to Oregon. You know, to celebrate the Christmas season, you know, with his family. You know, we had a wedding. I never would have thought that, you know, I would go back for Christmas up in Oregon. You know, we take things for granted, and I don't know why it is the way it is around this time of the holiday season, where we feel the need to a lot of people are mean and catty around this time of year. There's a lot of sadness around this time of year,
yep.
A lot of heartbreak, you know.
Yep.
And for some unknown reason, it seems like around this time of the year, it is when we have more deaths.
Yep. That's why we suffer the holiday blues.
Yes, I know. My best friend up in Washington, she lost her mother around the holiday season, around Thanksgiving. It was beginning of November. You know, her mom just had her birthday, and then less than 2 days later, her mother passes away. Then I have another friend. His birthday is one day. His birthday is 1 week. His son's is the next week. And then he finds his son dead on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad. That's a sad moment right there.
Yep.
But you just got to be blessed. In spirit, they always be there.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. But think of it, if you have some people, and you already know with me, you know, he's not ready to talk about it yet. You know what I'm saying? Because when I lost my dad, I wasn't ready to open up about it. I didn't want to talk about it. I still, you know, it still hurts, you know.
But you know,
I know that I have to move on.
But you know something? Is the community where you at right now, the church community, saved you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember those years ago, remember that play?
Yes.
Remember that?
That right there
changed, you know, from men of calling to happiness.
Yeah.
Because God and everybody out there don't want to see you sad during that time. They want to see
but
you
know,
happy.
Not everybody is like that, you know, Maya. You got some people. Yeah. And it's sad to say, because I've met these individuals, right, who would deliberately, knowing that December is not my favorite month, you know, knowing that I don't really like talking about it, I don't like dealing with it, but yet you have individuals who actually will come up to me and say,
Oh, so what year this makes you without your daddy? Ha, 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 ha. You know, and I'm looking at them like, you dumb idiot.
You know, sometimes you got to be careful what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right.
In a way,
you're right.
In a way, how I myself, you know, go up to you, and even though this is December, and even though that I will have to be careful what to say about this month, because if I say something out of proportion, you're going to be upset.
Well, you know, you have to look at it like this. You know, it's not that you're already one big ball of emotion, right? Because you're missing your mom, you're missing your dad, your spouse, your child, even your dog, you know, that person who passed away, and as they did it around the holidays, you know, you're kind of sensitive right now because you're trying to be strong, and you know that they would want you to be happy, you know. So you're trying to put on a brave face. You know, you're trying your best, you know. But yet, then again, you have that one individual who will, you know, deliberately push that button for you, you know, and say something that is just downright hurtful. You know, and now you don't know what to do, you don't know how to act, you don't know what to say, and so the first thing that comes to your mind is, well, I'm going to say something ugly. Why? Because they said something ugly to me. So now it's time for me to reciprocate the ugliness.
Let's go on here. Christmas music. I have people complaining about, oh, Christmas music, blah, you know?
Really? Oh, my goodness. Christmas music?
I mean, Christmas music, it can't be, you know, it happened like once, you know, every year, you know?
What?
And in my country, we know our Christmas song is more like we're dancing and having a good time and you know, stay positive and, you know, I mean, when you cook something, you hear that Puerto Rican Christmas song, you'd be like, ah, yeah, we're having a good time, yeah. And you cook turkey,
I mean,
and you shake your booty,
song.
You know. I mean, that's
right?
How we are, you know. And then we had the English one, we'd be like, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm like, yeah, I wish I could go up to Alaska and just lay on the snow and make snow angels, you know?
Right? We don't get enough snow to make snow angels. You try to make snow angels in Texas, you're going to get sidewalk burns. I'm sorry. You know,
snow
don't last long.
Oh, I got a cough. Oh, my Lord. Mm-mm. That's funny.
I mean, seriously, think about it. We
get concrete burns. Oh, yeah, we'd be slipping and sliding. We'd be slipping and sliding.
Right?
You know, take a top of the lid and go.
I'm
happy dreaming of white Christmas.
Well, I would rather listen to Christmas music all year around than listen to that crap they play in the elevator.
That's true.
I mean, or what I really, really hate, you try to get a hold of your doctor or you try to pay a bill and they play that god-awful music, right?
Ugh.
And you don't know what's worse. The person that is talking that is, you know, they could bore paint drying or the music. Give me something that I can jam to that I wouldn't mind being on hold for 20 minutes.
Give me the cha-cha slide.
You know, give me something. Hell, give me some Marvin Gaye, some Al Green. You know, I won't mind being put on hold.
if you want to do some, you know, like dance, you know, dance music, I mean, shoot, give me something that I want to dance, you know, get my groove on.
Right? I mean, dance. So then when they do come in, you know, I'll be like, oh, okay, you're back. Okay, cool. Let's do this again. Well, do you mind if I put you on hold? No, because I don't look to the Isley Brothers. Go, see your back. Come on.
I'll be like, next time, put some Queen, you know, Freddie Mercury,
right?
Queen, you know. I mean, or Aerosmith, or God knows what, you know, or Patti LaBelle.
Right.
Oh my Lord,
baby. What
it is,
right?
This way.
Give me something. Give me something that is worth listening to. You know, I mean, come on now. But oh no. I'm not saying nothing is wrong, you know, with symphony music or classical music, but that stuff that they play, I mean,
maybe.
Good Lord, it can
bore
paint.
I know. It's just like, I don't know. I have nothing to say about elevator music. I mean, sometimes it could be like, you know, get some earplugs and plug in your ears and, you know, pretend nothing happens.
Yeah.
Or,
just,
I mean.
Okay,
or
people,
just
here's
break.
A question for everybody. What is considered a Christmas dinner?
I know in my country, you know, in Puerto Rico, we got pasteles. We got pernil. Also, sometimes we use turkey. We use ham.
No matter if you eat empanadas, if you eat, you know, empanadas, you know, frijoles, tamales, it don't matter.
Oof.
You know, think of it is, people get so upset because if you go to one person's house and they have an empanadas and tamales and frijoles, you know, and rice con pollo, they get mad.
Girl.
Because they don't see a turkey and a ham and green bean casserole. But guess what? Maybe that's not their thing. You know, I know one year, me and my roommates, we did a non-traditional Christmas dinner where we had fried shrimp, we had taquitos, we had burritos, we had, I think earlier, like Christmas Eve, we went out, we bought chicken. You know, we had tater tots. We just had like a whole bunch of stuff, right?
Oh, Jesus!
And it was a nonsense. And instead of everybody sitting around the table, you know, or one person doing all the damn cooking that day, you know, everybody pitched in. We had homemade pizzas, like little pizzas, like, you know, whatever. We just had like a grand old time where we sat around the table. Everybody was in their PJs, you know.
Well,
and we sat down and we ate.
And
you know something,
Tina? I mean, you imagine a Hawaiian family celebrate their Christmas?
I mean, they probably have fried plantains. You know,
ooh.
They probably have something wrapped with a banana leaf. It's some type of dish that they have that they wrap it in a banana leaf. I'm sure there, you know, there's some spam somewhere involved. You know.
Yep. Hey, it's
you know,
a,
macaroni,
you,
like, you know, either macaroni and spam or whatever the case may be. They're going to be, and if you go to an Italian household, they're going to probably have something dealing with pasta. Right, you know, if you know, but see, think of it is people, and we gotta get out the out of the stereotype of uh get out the stereotype of what is traditional.
I had a we know our good friend Tisha, you know, Miss T.
Yes.
Miss Tisha, you know, she celebrated her Christmas differently, and normally, you know, for her celebration, you know, it's just an ordinary type of Christmas thing.
Right.
I mean,
it goes back to who says you have to have, you know, ham and turkey and corn is game hen. Hell, if you want to have a damn fucking french fry, people, and barbecue, guess what? Do it.
Yep. We have our little guest here. Her name is Miss Magda. Say hello. Uh-huh. Hello, Miss Magda.
Hello.
Welcome. Well, welcome to the show. We got like 14 minutes remaining. So how you been, Mama? We talking about Christmas, the holidays, okay?
Yes.
So, all right, one little quick question, even though we got 14 minutes remaining. And how in Panama? You
uh-huh.
from Panama. You were born and raised, you know. How do you guys celebrate y'all Christmas? The holidays or whatever.
We open one present on the 24th, and then we open the rest on the 25th.
You know, I've heard, Magda, I heard a lot of people do that. You know, it is like a family tradition, you know, where their grandparents or their parents brought it over, where, you know, everybody in the house was allowed to open one gift.
So, yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
And you know, over there in Latin American countries, Christmas is not really big, but it is big, but not that big. But on January the 6th of next year coming up, they celebrate the Three Wise Men. We call it Three Kings Day.
That's
the biggest celebration out there in the Latin American country. And
that's pretty cool.
I mean, it's like they offer, you know, ask the three kings for, you know, for little children, you know, they bring like, they decorate the, you know, the, how you call it, the chimney with some grass and some water, you know, like for the camels to eat and all that stuff. And and they offer, you know, as, you know, baby Jesus, you know, for the gifts and stuff like that. And I know in Panama, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Cuba, all the Latin American countries, they do celebrate that, you know, as a traditional thing, you know, as for the traditional holiday Christmas, you know, thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that makes sense now, because a lot of people, you know, like, they'll wait to take down their tree, like, after the, like, 7th or the 8th of January. That's when most people, you know,
that's what
take down the Christmas tree. They take down their lights unless you're lazy. Or in some cases, if you put the lights up in the, you know, in the window, or you got them on your roof, they kind of just stay there. Or, I know, and people in my neighborhood, there are several people who decorate the, if they live upstairs, you know, they decorate the staircases, you know, with lights and stuff like that. So I guess that does make sense now. I never knew that.
Yes. And that's, you know, that's how we are different in anywhere, you know, the cultures and, you know, the race and the diverse and everything. Because
yeah.
many people, go ahead, Samantha.
Yeah, because basically what they do is we do something called paranda. You know, we go to other people's houses and just start singing like Spanish Christmas music or playing music.
But okay, so my Christmas caroling just, okay,
But Christmas Carolee, like in a jukebox,
right?
You know, but it's a beautiful thing ever, you guys. I mean, it is like to me. I like to teach my kids, my boys, you know, the traditional way how we celebrate. But majority of the time, I mean, I really, we do celebrate the three wise men, but we don't celebrate as big as, you know, as in Puerto Rico. But if I take my kids down there to Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic or anywhere else, you know, I have to tell them, look, this is how they celebrate, you know, the Three Wise Men Day. And, you know, if you want to do it, that's your choice. You know, many people got choices to do because they don't got time, you know, because people work, people have to do this, you know. And normally they celebrate on a Sunday, on a service day, on a Sunday. Or Saturday.
I guess depending on what you are and what is, like you know, what is your ethnicity and, you know, what is your religious background. Because I know Catholics, you know, and I'm not knocking Catholics. If anybody out there is Catholic, I'm not knocking y'all. But a lot of the Catholics give a lot of honor to the Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and it's, you know, and I know I've had a few people that I've known who are Christians, you know, they got upset about that. Like, why are you honoring her and why are you praising her? She didn't do anything and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, hold up. You're not seeing it from their perspective. You know, if it wasn't for her, he wouldn't be here.
Because she's the mother of Jesus, you know?
Right. You know, and even she said it because she was chosen, she was picked, she said she was blessed. She wasn't cocky about it. She said, I am blessed and highly, you know, she said, I'm blessed. I am the vessel. She knew she was a vessel. So where are these so-called religious fanatics getting upset over? And I'm like, whatever.
She was the chosen one by God. People don't understand that. It could be another woman out there, but God has chosen the mother of Jesus to become the mother of who? Jesus. Or the Son of God. Or, you know, everybody say the Son of God or Jesus or anything, you know? I mean,
you know,
I'm not against, you know.
You know, I've said this before. You know, God has many names. You know,
exactly.
Whether it's Jesus, whether it's God, whether it's Savior, Jehovah, Yahweh, Creator, the greatest spirit above me. No matter what you call him, you call on him.
I mean, how would people celebrate the holiday? I mean, people celebrate like that. You should be blessed. You should be happy that, the mother of Jesus, you know, she was the chosen one. You know, we could be praised to that. But the main squeeze is who?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the bird? Who gave him, you know? I mean, I'm blessed. When I got my two kids, I am blessed that I have my family. I am blessed that I got my friends. Irregardless, at this holiday season, you guys, if you are listening right now, hug your mama, hug your daddies. If you got children, hug them, kiss them. You know, give them a tight hug. Every day, do this every single day. Not just a holiday season. Just do this every single day because you are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And the main part of the holiday Christmas season is blessed. I am blessed. And so are you. That's what the thing, what Miss Marilyn, Aunt Marilyn,
said.
I am blessed, and so are you. Even the Native Americans, you give them a hug. If you ever see a Native American person out there, hug them. Because these people deserve to be blessed. Because they got their land blessed by their gods.
You know, I'm thinking that a lot of people, they get mad at me the way I pray. You know, because I say, you know, to Grandfather Creator or the greatest spirit above me. But what they do not realize is Grandfather Creator is God. The greatest spirit above me is God. So no matter what you call him, as long as we pray and as long as we give thanks, you know, then it doesn't, it shouldn't matter what we call him. And I know we need to wrap this up soon. So.
Yep. Yeah, we got 3 minutes remaining. Actually, 3 minutes and 51 seconds. So, I mean, I'm so glad, Mac, that you came in, jumped in and everything. I'm truly blessed. I mean, let's do this. What are you blessed for? I am blessed to have my kids around on this earth. I'm blessed to have my mother here, my father. I mean, I am blessed that my kids got a better education. And I am blessed to have my good friends who gave me the support that I need. So, Tina, what are you blessed for? Who you know?
Actually, I'm blessed to be here.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, I mean, I'm blessed for my health. Granted, I don't feel good all the time, but I'm here.
What about you, Ms. Magda?
I'm blessed for my family and my friends and to still be alive.
Yep.
Even though sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm like really sick with the cough and it's like not going away.
Yeah, me too. But you know, one thing I forgot to mention is I'm blessed that we have the troops fighting for this country.
Yes.
Because even though that they're there to protect us, but they're protecting their families.
Mm-hmm. And it's our prayers that protect them.
Exactly. Because I'm, like, so blessed that I had a grandfather that he served 3 wars. And those 3 wars, they were very, I mean, they were like the worst, I mean, in history. So, and real quick there, you know, ladies and gentlemen here, the war, it was just, you know, a really tragic war ever. But I was blessed that he was there to protect the family. But he protected everybody else. So, my grandfather, may him rest in peace, you know, I'm blessed for him to be there in spirit.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we got 60 seconds remaining here, and ladies, I do appreciate it for you guys coming to participate, and hopefully next week things go well, and by the way, for those who want to donate for the Salvation Army, please go by the nearest store and donate or join into the American Red Cross. You know, go to www.americanredcross.com Is it .gov or .gov?
I think it's .com.
Okay. All right.
So,
well, we got 10 seconds remaining, you guys. Thank you very much for coming to the show, and I will hope to see you guys next week. So we are blessed, and so are you, and have a wonderful night.
All right.
You too.
God bless y'all. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all. Bye.